I was born in Scotland and I lived there for about 30 years and thought I would probably live there all my life. And then I met my husband who was in the American Air Force and he was stationed in Scotland. And we met and we fell in love. And from then on, I just traveled all over. He was in the Air Force. So we went to California. We went to two or three places in America. Then we went to Germany. And then we came back to Whitehall in Wisconsin, which was my husband's hometown. And that's how I ended up here.
And then he died unexpectedly, and you had to make a difficult decision about, do I stay here or do I go? And tell me what that process was like and what your conclusion was.
Yeah, well, I, you know, after he died, I really had made up my mind that I was going to go home to Scotland. And I had two young boys. Well, they were 19 and 17 at that time. But people kept telling me, don't make any decisions for a year, you know, stay put where you are. And I did. And it was a wonderful It was a good advice because, you know, after you go through the grief and everything, you realize that, I mean, this was home. I have two homes, Scotland and Whitehall, but I have so many friends here and so many, almost like family, and I love it here. And much as I miss Scotland, I was glad I stayed here, and so I've really put roots down. So I'm lucky I've got two homes. But
and you talked about in order to make this be your home, you've really invested in the community. How have you done that?
Well, I've always believed that if you belong to a community, you should pay back what the community give to you. And I volunteer a lot. I love volunteering. And I always think that when you volunteer, you're given more back than you give. I mean, I volunteer at the nursing home and Special Olympics and many other things. And I really enjoy it. And it not only takes you out of yourself, but you're giving to the community.
And you also talked before about when part of the benefit of volunteering is that hopefully someday when you're in need of services, somebody might also reciprocate and be there for you.
Definitely. And I have very bad eyesight and had to retire. That's another part of the story. I had to retire about 6 years ago. And I have many wonderful friends who call me up, and it works both ways even now. They take me for rides. They take me shopping. They check on me when it's snowing. You know, it's just wonderful. So that's another good thing about Whitehall and volunteering. And so people are always there for you.
And then the other thing that you say that's very compelling is that when something's not going right in life, you kind of have two options. You can either feel sorry for yourself or you talk about another alternative. Tell me about that.
Well, definitely you can feel sorry for yourself or you can just bloom where you're planted. And that's, you know, the phrase that I love. And I think we all have days where we think nothing's going right and, you know, I shouldn't have done this or that. But really life is a joy and we have a choice. We can make it a joy or, you know, wallow in our sadness. And I think it's much more fun to make it a joy.